Philip Semple P, actually, the surgeon care today's date is 11/21/2024. Dictation is for Dana Silcox. Silcox spells S-I-L-C-O-X. Dana spells D-A-N-A. Date of birth is 03/13/1969. This is a 55-year-old female. Therefore, medication refill period. Patient stated that she has a history of asthma. Is usually followed by an outside provider, but could not get to see him. Cannot get to see him until sometime in January. And stated that she's out of her albuterol inhaler or a Combivent inhaler and out of her steroids period. She says she has been coughing, productive cough, yellow sputum, along with some wheezes, but stated that she is doing fine. We talked about going to the emergency room because of her condition, a chronic condition. She says, open parentheses, no, this is my normal state. This what happens when I miss my medication. I've been in the emergency room on several occasions, and they do not do anything different for me than what I would like to have today, close quote. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure 138/98. Pulse 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.5. Previous paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has mild expiratory wheezes diffusely. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended. No guarding. No organomegaly. Normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, mucosal papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. There's no calf tenderness, calf edema. No venous cord present, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented tends to recreate alert, tends normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is medication refill. Number two is chronic asthma. Number three is cough, period. Next paragraph. Patient received the following medication in the clinic today. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Nebulizer treatment consists of Atrovent and albuterol times 1. After treatment, patient was reevaluated. Patient was observed in the clinic for about approximately 15 minutes. She was reevaluated. And reports improve symptoms, period. She's comfortable with my discharge plans. She was sent home with the following refills. 1, albuterol 2.5/3 mL. She will take 3 mL with home nebulizer, TIDPRN for wheezing or cough. Number 1, box. Next medication, Combivent MDI, RespiClick. 2 puffs BID for 90 days, number 1 inhaler. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams. 1 PO daily in the morning for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. In the clinic today, patient received the following. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Nebulizer, Atrovent, albuterol, times 1. Next paragraph. She was observed in a clinic after receiving these medications, then reevaluated. She reports improvement. End of dictation.